morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you are listening to episode 54 of the Player Player Podcast, your weekly excuse to sit back, relax, and think about everything gaming. Every Thursday, your two favorite baby boys try to bring you a casual and candid discussion about the things we love and hate about video games. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the Demogorgon himself, Arsen Lokpa. Oh, nah. Hashtag rip to headphone users.
Yeah, we'll turn that down in post. I'm sorry about that, y'all.
I'm not. I'm going to forget.
Whoa. So,
and when I do, it's on you. It's
Chief,
on your head.
Bro, please. We just got our 34th, 35th.
It's detective to you.
Listen. Oh, my apologies, detective.
First of all, shout out to everybody that's new here. Shout out to everybody that this is their first episode. You know, we've been really trying to reach out to y'all. We've been hitting the streets doing, you know how all the Democrat, all 50 of the Democratic candidates are, right, hitting the streets, really trying to talk to the folks. That's what we're doing
really
right
trying
now.
Trying to
we're,
do it.
Except instead of the streets, we're hitting the DMs.
Ooh.
We're reaching out to you guys personally and trying to get you guys to come listen to the show. And hopefully, after this episode, we'll retain you guys. So shout out to all the new people. And if you guys don't know, you guys, if you want updates or if you want to ask us questions that we'll discuss on the show, feel free to go to playerplayerpod.com where you can see all the latest updates from me or Arsen, as well as submit questions, whatever you want, that we can address here on the show. Or you can just hit us up on social media at playerplayerpod on Instagram and Twitter. We'll respond to any DM that comes our way.
Send us letters too.
Oh, send us letters. We don't have a P.O. box, but let's figure it out.
If you write it, then we'll figure out a way to get the letter from you to us. How about that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what they said. If you build it, they will come. Is that the phrase?
I don't think I've ever heard that one, Chief.
Damn, did I just make that up?
You might not have. I might just be a little youngin' boy. That sounds like some biblical.
Was that not in the Bible? Yeah, I was about to say. I have no business quoting the Bible, so let's keep it moving.
All right.
Man, dude. I'm very excited. I'm very happy.
What are you excited about, man?
I'm really happy to get in this week because I think I finally found it, dude. Finally found it.
What have you found, my friend?
I found the spark, my guy. I found the spark. Ooh. The spark, the drive to start playing video games regularly again. Ooh, I got it. You know, before, in the past, we've all been there. Us working adults, we know. You come home from work during the weekdays, you're too tired to freaking, especially if I'm on the PC. I'm not booting up the PC. I don't want to sit in this chair and like clickety clack on the keyboard. You know, like my PS4 is in the living room. Do I really want to sit in the living room on the couch? No, I want to be on my bed. Like, so I have my Switch, but I don't have any games on my Switch right now. So I know you would say, buy some. And I say, hey, mind your own business, all right? I'll buy them when I'm ready.
Oh.
So, you know, I've been in that drought for a long time, for the past couple months. Like, not like, it's like, oh, Resident Evil is out. I'll wait. Sekiro's out. I'll wait. I have a big backlog. Finally, I'm tackling that backlog, kind of. I've been playing South Park, the stick of, it's not the Wait stick, the fractured butthole. I beat the stick a year ago. I'm playing the fractured butthole. I got it on the Steam summer sale.
So you added to your backlog first before
you. Yeah, I added to my backlog. It's an old game. So technically, I guess it's kind of like, I was always like, oh, I'll get that.
Okay.
And it was pretty cheap. I can't remember how much I paid for it, but it was probably like somewhere between $7 and $12 or something.
Okay.
And I finally picked it up and I was like, let's dive into it. And my God, dude, I have been having, like, I can't put it down. It's really weird. And I'll talk about that. I'll go into more detail in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, like, I know. So it's, I feel like we're kind of in the reverse right now because you just started working recently. Yes. My manager is over here talking about, oh, I'm gonna buy a game a month is what we're doing here. Are you still on that,
bro? I mean I'm
a month grind.
I've been trying to, you know, stick to that, but Steam summer sale hit, so you know, I I ended up copping about maybe like 6 games.
Oh, so you're over the limit. I thought you would run out of games to buy.
Oh, nah, Chief. Yeah, I went ahead and, you know, I picked up, you know, I guess, wait a minute. Wait, it's July now. When did the, I guess I technically haven't gotten my July game yet, since all the games were in June. I don't know what I'm going to cop. Maybe, wait, when does Wolfenstein come out?
Comes that this month? End of July, yeah.
End of July. That might be the game.
Yeah, I think we're both getting that one, but for we'll real. See. yeah, like, I feel like you had Sekiro. You beat Resident Evil 2, which congratulations on that.
Thank you. Only one campaign, though.
Only one campaign, but hey, I'm not here to judge. you had Sekiro. That you did not finish, am I correct on that one?
Not yet, but we gonna hop back in it.
Okay.
I'm not defeated yet.
How many games do you got hanging? Like, how many games do you have, like, in the queue that you need to work through actively?
It's honestly, like, a little embarrassing. Actively?
No.
Okay, actively. Hmm.
Like, okay, you've started and you're like, okay, I can see myself finishing this. I just have to put time on it.
So there's Sekiro.
Yeah.
I still gotta hop back on Dishonored 2.
Is that active, though? Like, are you not really active, going back to it?
But I want to, like, really bad. I just never, like, you know, pick up the controller. I never pick up the sticks and be like, when I feel like I want to play a game or something, I'm never like, yeah, let me pick up Dishonored 2.
Yeah, I feel that.
Wait a minute. There was my friend Pedro. That is an active one.
Yeah.
And I guess the Messenger DLC.
Yeah.
Because they released it. I don't know how to start it. You know, I haven't even, like, really touched the game. I just, like, opened the game up, and then I didn't even load a save file. So,
very nice,
you know.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think there's some more games, but I'm going to, you know, spare y'all. And I guess they're not really, like, truly active games that I'm really, like, you know, active about. Like, you know, it's like Shantae, I'm trying to hop back on Hollow Knight, you know, all that stuff. But yeah. not active.
Dang, your boy, like, I was literally reflecting the last week, and I was like, damn, bro. Like, what did I play from 2019? What games have I played from 2019?
Not much, right?
There's one answer, and it's not great. Kingdom Hearts 3 is the one game I played and I beat in 2019. Jesus. And I'm like, dang, I really can't let this stand. I really can't be the only, that. I can't really be like, well, time to reflect on 2019.
Nah, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm like,
you got to get that Resident Evil. I feel like that'll clean your palate.
I was very close to pulling the trigger on Resident Evil a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on sale for Prime Day or something like that. But I don't want it physical. That was the only thing where I was like, I really want this as a physical disc. Probably not. Same with Sekiro, where it was like, it's on sale for like $45. And I'm like, but I don't want the physical copy. So I'm just going to wait it out. I'm like, August, like, worst comes to worst, Black Friday will come along. But by then, it's too late. We're on Drake status, if you're reading this, it's too late. Because I'm like, I was like, okay, I want to know your opinion on this. You're probably not in the same headspace as me, because, and this is related to Pokemon.
Okay.
Because you played the last one, right?
I played Sun and Moon, yeah. Or Sun, yeah.
That was the last one?
I mean, technically they released Ultra Sun, but, like, you know.
That doesn't count, yeah. Dang. Sad.
I didn't play Let's Go.
Yeah, I don't count that either. The last
main. The last title. Gen 7. Yes.
Yeah. The last one I played was Diamond and Pearl.
Right. Gen 4.
What came after that?
Black and White was Gen 5, and then Gen 6 was X and Y. Then Sun and Moon. Now we're back to, or now we're to the Switch. Gen 8, Sword and Shield.
Right. I'm like, I was literally, all right, this sounds, I was literally in the shower, bro. I'm literally in the shower having shower thoughts, and I'm like, dang, bro, what is Pokemon gonna do to me? Because I haven't been in that headspace in a long time, bro, where you literally have that handheld and you're like, I gotta catch them all.
That's true.
I have to catch them all. I can't stop. Like, my life has changed so much since the last Pokemon. Like, I'm in a relationship, a happy relationship, you know. Congrats. I have a job. I'm trying to get appreciated. I'm trying to get the bag. I'm working. Like, how does Pokemon fit into my life, dude?
Wait, you were probably, like, just, like, about to finish middle school, I think, when...
Yes!
You went through a whole two sets of a separate type of schooling. and now you're been in the working force for a little bit now.
I feel like I'm not gonna know how to handle myself, dude.
Bro, you'll be alright.
I'm just gonna be sitting around playing Oh, you're right. But the thing is, I beat Persona right after I graduated college, and I was on a break, and I literally played it every day, sun up to sundown until I beat it. That's literally how I beat it. Is I played it every single day, not exaggerating, for like at least a week or two. And then I went to Europe, and I literally came back and immediately was like, all right, let's do it. Every day for the next couple of days, I played Persona. So
yeah.
Persona really messed with me, but I had the time to sacrifice. Pokemon? I don't know, man.
But you know, I don't know. You should still remember, like, from the Pokemon, it's, like, a lot less stress on you. You know, it's just, like, the only thing is, like, you'll feel like you can't put it down just because you want to continue going, but it's not like one. It's not like Persona where it's like if you put it down, you're scared. You're not scared to put it down. You're like, I'm not gonna. This game ain't gonna get beat if I put it down. Like, you know, Pokemon, you always have your boys. Like, I could literally boot up like Sun and Moon right now, and just do some other I just like, you know, fight some battles. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I feel
okay.
But have you been following like all of the drama, controversy
related? I have, but like literally, I mean, anything related to Pokemon, like honestly, they could tell me, hey, like we're introducing two poop Pokemon. Like, they're two different types of turds. We got Poobamon and Turtamon. And I'd be like, all right, like I'm fine with it. Like, I don't care. Like, all this controversy where they're like, we're not putting all the Pokemon in. And people are like, oh! Or they're like, we're reusing the animations. I'm like, bro, what fucking animations, bro? I haven't seen the animations in 10 years. Like, none of this matters to me. Like, I get people are upset, but, like, I'm like, dude, it's Pokemon. Like, I haven't played it in X years. I haven't played it since middle school. I'm ready to jump back in. There's nothing you can say to me that would make me not want to play that. Unless they were like, actually, it's basically just a sequel to Let's Go, and then I'd be like,
we're not doing that.
Cancel pre-order, we're not doing it.
That's fine game. People are, you know, they love to complain. I feel like I understand the complaints, you know.
Can you tell everybody what the general complaints are?
Let me get the overarching complaints. The one is a lack of a national dex, aka you can't bring all of your Pokemon over. So let's say, you know, you've been playing Pokemon since, literally, you could do this from, like, Generation 1. Bring your Pokemon to the next generation. So they've had, like, you know, various ways to do that. The most recent iteration was this system called Pokemon Home, where basically you just put your Pokemon in the cloud. It's like Google Drive for Pokemon. Nothing too crazy. So once you take them from Sun and Moon, Gen 7, put them in Pokemon Home, you can't bring them back. So everybody's like, all right, bet. Yeah, we're ready to send them to Pokemon Gen 8. So then, like, they announced, like, you can't actually bring, I'm going to say Charizard. I think you can, but, like, you can't actually bring Charizard over. So, and then that's it. There's no other discussion.
Actually kind of messed up.
Yeah, so imagine.
So once you send them to the home, you can't bring them back to Sun and Moon?
Allegedly, like that's allegedly. What I've seen. I've
can
I don't
we
have
get some
like
source on this.
Can I get some source on? I'll do it while I'm talking. But yeah, I'm pretty
Hold up. I got. Keep going.
All right, you got it. Okay. So yeah, basically,
I was gonna call Jose, but I already. Oh, you're asleep. Yeah, go ahead and look it up. I'll look it up while you're talking.
All right, you look it up. Yeah. So basically, you know, you can't bring those Pokemon back to your original game. So now people are like, well, you know, I've had this Pokemon for, you know, maybe upwards to like more than 10 years for some people. And you can't, you know, continue to like, you know, train that. I mean, obviously you're probably not training it anymore. It's probably level 100, but you can't continue to like, you know, play with that Pokemon anymore. People are like pretty heated about it. However, I feel like, you know, it's a valid complaint. You know, you want to play it in Pokemon Sword and Shield, but I think that, you know, that all hope is not, you know, gone. Like, you know, the fact that they even have this bank and they don't let you bring it back means that there has to be, like, you know, a future iteration in which, you know, your Pokemon should be able to, like, you know, come back. So you may, like, you know, if it's really that big of a deal breaker for you, I would say, you know, go ahead and skip this generation. Like, it sucks, but, like, or, you know, you could play this generation, but, you know, you just have to, like, you know, get over it. Then another big complaint is the lack of animations. So people were expecting, they were expecting, all right, we moved from Nintendo 3DS, you know, a portable, a very portable device, to the Nintendo Switch, which has, like, you know, a little bit more of a graphics, you know, improvement. So they're like, oh yeah, we'll be able to see, like, Blastoise shoot water straight out of his little cannons, right? Because everybody, if you don't know what Blastoise looks like, you need to look him up. Because, like, come on, y'all. Y'all gotta know what Blastoise looks like.
Blastoise is dope.
He got two big old, he's a big old turtle with two big old hydro cannons on his shoulders. He got guns.
I'm seven. And, I have no need for these guns, but hey, turn it. Let's turn up real quick, Pokemon.
But what people are upset about is, like, he can't use those guns, bro. Like, he's like, they're on his shoulder. He's still shooting out his mouth. Hydro pump. Oh. Why aren't the hydro pump coming out of the cannon? It's like 2019. So then people started, you know, they start pulling up, like, some Chinese ripoff. Chinese ripoff is, like, showing, like, all these, like, cool animations.
Right.
And so everybody's like, Game Freak, what are you doing? But then somebody came back, clapped back. They were like, actually, these animations were stolen straight from Game Freak from, like, Pokken Tournament. And I was like, oh, my God. So, basically, it's just a whole bunch of nonsense and drama in the Pokemon community. And, yeah, that's your daily dosage of Pokemon drama. Get the game, y'all. Go ahead and just...
Too long, didn't listen. I don't care. I don't care about any of this. Like, all the animations are new to me. Even if they weren't new to me, I probably wouldn't care. Like, Pokemon's Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pounding on the doors for I'm not asking for Game Freak to hit this bar. The only bar I'm like, just let it be decent. Let it be fun. That's all I care about. If it's fun, I understand you have all these Pokemon, you're trying to maintain them, all that. I get it. But I don't care. So, moral of the story is Pokemon is gonna mess me up. I need to pick up Sekiro probably in the next month or two if I have any hope of beating it before Pokemon comes out.
I mean, do you really want to get Sekiro over Resident Evil though?
No, I want both. I definitely want to play both before the year is over. I'd probably get Resident Evil first. You're right. I probably,
because it's only an 8-hour campaign.
Yeah,
like, and each I one
mean, I just want a good time. And people are talking about Resident Evil as being, like, the game of the year. So, I mean, I don't know, like, for people who don't know me, if somebody is saying, hey, this might be game of the year, there's no question. I'm picking it up pretty much. I'm still thinking about picking up Outer Wilds, which is, like, this kind of, this is this game that nobody in the mainstream talks about, really. Like, only, like, the elite or the really in the know gamers really talk about. Talk about Outer Wilds, guys, and people are saying, oh, this might be game of the year. Other people are saying, I don't understand what's going on, and I put 20 hours or whatever, and I'm like,
do you know the premise behind it?
Yeah, you're basically like this alien on this planet, and you're like the chosen one or something, and then you're tasked to, like, go and explore and find something, and you're like, basically you're exploring and meeting other.
But there's also the time loop, though. It's like
we got a time loop
aspect to it, where apparently it's like, I think the solar system that you're in is, like, on its way to. This is just me kind of, like, brief, like, remembering part of what I read. The solar system you're in is, like, about to, like, die or something, and then, like, either when you die or when the solar system dies, then you, like, time loop back to, like, the beginning or something. And, like, I don't know, Chief. I don't know what it's about. I saw, like, maybe about, looked at maybe about, like, 10, 15 minutes of gameplay. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, I'm looking at Resident Evil.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Sekiro. Then I'm looking at Wolfenstein. And I'll probably play Wolfenstein before, because we'll probably play together. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at Borderlands 3, obviously, in Pokemon. Like, that's on my list right now. And then Spyro on Switch, I'm definitely picking up. But, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of games to look forward to. 2019 feels like, to me, like it's just kind of dead. But, one, I haven't played any damn games. Kingdom Hearts sucked the life out of me, as well as Anthem. And they ruined everything for me. And I haven't played really any good games from 2019 yet, besides Katana Zero. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when the fall kicks in, I'm just going to run out of time to play all this stuff. For sure.
Just the fact that, like, there's so much to play.
There's so much to play. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to be doing stuff, right? We're going to be at PAX.
Shout out.
Shout out to PAX one time. Shout out to Penny Arcade Expo in the Western region, specifically. Of course. we're going to be there, and we're going to meet a lot of great folks there. So shout out to you guys that are going to also be at PAX West. But anyways, we're going to PAX. We're going to be playing all these games. Like the time, like, I just feel like my time is, we'll see. But then again, I am playing South Park Fractured But Whole, and I've already put in probably like somewhere between five to 10 hours in this game already.
Damn.
In just a week. So, there's that. What have you been playing? If you've been playing anything.
Yeah, I've been playing just a little bit, you know, not too much. You know, work has been kind of not really kicking my ass or anything, but like, I just haven't like been playing too much outside of work. During work, actually, we've been playing Smash, and I've been getting my booty cheeks kicked in.
Ooh, them not boys, the booty cheeks.
Them boys, like, I don't know, you remember, we've played before. I'm not, like, you know, too bad. But, like, them boys, they be mopping. Or at least there's two of them that like
What boys?
Some boys at work, the fellas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your booty cheeks, though. Why are we adding this whole backstory to my
bad. I'm cheeks? Sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to mention. I didn't mean to let y'all think of my booty cheeks were doing the cleaning.
I was like, your booty cheeks are mopping. Hold up.
Not yet.
So your boys at work putting in work.
They are putting in work. Yes. But yeah, outside of work, I have been playing a little bit online games with a couple of friends from high school / just online friends. I've been playing Friday the 13th. Yep. That's been quite a fun time. I swear, bro, that game is like, it's out of pocket how fun. Like, you know, you just be in there and you just be like, oh shit, this man right behind me, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah, I've been seeing so, like, when it first came out, I saw so many playthroughs. It looked fantastic. Right. So, you know, shout out to those guys. They unfortunately had to stop providing updates or DLC. You know about that, right?
Whoa, I didn't hear about that.
The guys that created this basically had to stop providing, like, the game was doing very well,
right?
They were providing new Jason skins, all this good stuff, and then probably about half a year ago, probably more than that, maybe, they had to stop providing any Jason skins, any DLC, any updates. They couldn't even like update the resolution. They couldn't fix a but like update the resolution of a tree or something, really? Because they got into like, not I guess legal trouble.
Yeah,
they kind of like now, yeah. They kind of got like, they were like, yeah, you really can't do anything. You can't make updates to this game while we're in this like legal battle type thing. So that's unfortunate, but hey, shout out to them for making a great game in the first place.
Gun Media, shout out to y'all.
Shout out to Gun Media.
And F. Victor Miller, because apparently he's the screenwriter who's been giving everybody, like, they can't even make new movies, apparently.
Bro? Oh, no, Victor, bro. Some people hostage.
I'm trying to watch some more Friday the 13th. I ain't never watched the movies, but I'm trying to watch some more, bro. So, like, you don't need to hop up off this lawsuit. I don't care what you on right now, bro. Just sell the rights. You have money. They've made about 11 movies, bro. Mm-hmm. 11 movies.
Dang, stop.
He goes to hell. He comes back. He goes to Manhattan. What more do you need, Victor? Nah, like, come on.
Manhattan?
He did go to Manhattan, and he punched the dude's head off, bro. Like, come on.
Classic. What else are you playing? Kills.
What else am I playing? Dang, son.
That's about it.
A little bit of Grand Theft Auto mixed in there.
Shout out to GTA.
You know, we ready for GTA 6, though. I don't know if you've seen any of those like, you know, alleged leaks or whatever, stories.
Don't do it to me. All right,
I got to do it to you, bro. So just really briefly, GTA 6 supposed to be taking place in, like, a mixture of, like, Vice City and, like, Brazil. And you're, like, up-and-coming, like, drug man or something like that.
I mean, sounds believable, but I feel like I could also come up with that.
Anybody can come up with that, bro.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, I could have just, it sounded like you literally came up with that as you were telling me. Vice City and, Brazil. Yeah. Brazil.
That's a good spot.
Drugs, yeah.
Oh, don't forget Colombia, though.
Oh, yeah, Colombia.
But apparently it's also only one person this time, so they have taking it back to the roots.
I ain't mad at it if it is. But
yeah, same. You know, it's all right.
We're very far and away from GTA 6, so I'm not even worried about it.
Definitely. Give me Red Dead 3. Give me Bully 2.
Oh, Bully 2, yeah. Let's get that. I'm going to pause the podcast for a second.
I'm going to go
let my girlfriend into the apartment. She's coming to pick up a few things.
Oh, nice. And then,
we'll resume.
Tell her I said hello.
Oh, absolutely. All right, guys, I am back, and my girlfriend Amanda is now here. Say something.
Hi.
That was there. She goes.
Yeah.
Woo! Right here on the podcast, a podcast first. Anyways, guys. Also, I realized that we never mentioned that we weren't really hitting a specific topic this episode. We're trying something new. People are probably like, yo, I am 25 minutes into this episode. When are they going to, what are they talking about? What is their main topic?
That's our brand, bro. That's our brand. We don't stay on topic.
Yeah, shout out to being on brand. Off topic, just kidding. That's another podcast that's actually pretty popular. But yeah, South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Man, I don't get it, dude. I don't get why I like this game so much. I actually know. Because I love South Park, like,
yeah,
this game is basically like an additional season of South Park. If you love South Park, then there's really no reason that you shouldn't be playing this game if you like video games. Like, it's so addicting, like, so dumb and stupid and, like, all the good South Park ways. But also, the gameplay is, like, not great.
Interesting. Like, is it different from the first one?
Kind of like, so it's weird because it's better than the first, kind of, but also I'm like, this is still not great. Like, I'm playing this in 2019 and I'm like, the gameplay is not hitting it. Like, I'm still having a bet. It's kind of like Kingdom Hearts, where I played Kingdom Hearts, mm-hmm. and Kingdom Hearts, don't get me wrong, gameplay much better than South Park, but I was still playing Kingdom Hearts. And I was like, I feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions. Like, it's not really hitting where I needed it to, but it's good enough. Right, that's how I feel with South Park on a way different level. Like, we're knocking it down a couple pegs. But yeah, it's really interesting. Like, essentially, you're this new kid. You design your new kid, and you're basically playing superheroes with all the regular South Park characters, and that's the theme. And in the Stick of Truth, it was more of a Wizards and Knights theme. Now we got superheroes. And it's okay. just as dumb as any South Park episode. people are getting cats are farting in people's faces so they can get high.
I love that.
They're, you know, they stick hamsters up your butt. Like, you have really strong fart powers. So, you know, that's the whole thing. You can stop time with your farts and stuff. Like, it's just really dumb. And, like, the mechanics are... And I love the game. And this is a game where it's, like, unlike Kingdom Hearts, like, the cutscenes is like, all right, we got it. We got to get out of there. South Park is like, we got a cutscene. This is awesome. I'm super entertained. I love this.
It's like a clip from the show, basically.
Basically. It's literally a clip from the show. It's, like, the same exact animation, same voice actors. Everything is perfect. But the gameplay, I'm like, oh nah, like, y'all gotta let me skip some of this stuff. Like, there are, like, certain canned animations that are funny the first couple times. Like, it's like, oh, like, you need to call a friend to help you get past this obstacle, and it's like, mm-hmm. oh, that's funny. Like, oh, like, Stan is sticking a pipe up, or like a tube up my butt, and I'm farting, and, you know, that's like a little mechanic that's in the game. But it's like, oh, that's funny, huh? It's kind of gross, huh? Funny farts. But it's like, dang, man. I gotta do this 30 times, bro. And it's like, on the 30th time, it's like, I gotta wait for this man to text Stan. Stan shows up with his little intro. He sticks the pipe up, the tube up my butt. I do this little mini game that requires no skill at all. And we do this whole thing, and it's like, dang, bro, this took like 30 seconds to a minute. I've seen it 30 times. It's not challenging. Like, just have it skippable or something. Like, that's right. The drawbacks of this game, where it's like, there's a lot of these repetitive things within the gameplay that just feel like it's slowing everything down. But regardless of that, I love the game. It's super dumb. Literally, there. First of all, I found out through South Park yesterday, last night, that H.P. Lovecraft was hella racist.
Yeah, I heard. I just recently read that, like, literally last week or something. Yeah,
oh,
apparently.
Nah.
Like, yeah, apparently his books, too, like, with a lot of, like, the horrors and stuff were, like, you know, his, like, commentary on, like, different groups of people or some nonsense like that.
Oh, nah, yeah, because, like, there's this monster, apparently, that's an H.P. Lovecraft monster called, like, Chub Niggeroth. And I was like, when they put in the game, I was like, oh, first of all, oh, no. What did they say? Hold up. And I'm like, wait, are they just, wait, what? Like, what? And I Googled it. And I'm like, oh, this is a real thing. This is literally a fictional monster from the H.P. Lovecraft universe. And I'm like, oh, my man needs to be stopped. He's dead now, I think, though, right?
Yeah, he's like, I mean, he's way beyond dead. Like, my man's is dust.
Yeah, my man's just dust. Yeah, somebody need to stop him. And they did, apparently.
Shub.
Yeah, go look it up, everybody. I won't say it again, you know, because I know some people got kids in the car. Hopefully not. I pray you don't. I pray you don't have kids in your car for this.
Please.
But, yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. I'm loving it. I'm definitely going to beat it. The game seems like it's super long. Like, I feel like I put so many hours into it in a game like this. Like, South Park, The Stick of Truth, it's like, okay, I put a weekend into it and the game's over. Like, I feel like I've put 2 weekends into it worth of time, and I still feel like I'm only halfway, a little over halfway through the game, which is kind of nice, actually, because it's like, oh, there's a lot of content here. And even though some of the things are kind of drawn out, I'm enjoying it a lot. So if you guys like South Park, please pick up this game. Please pick up Stick of Truth, and please pick up Fractured Butthole, because it's crazy addicting coming from a South Park fan. So yeah, I think that's pretty much. I also wanted to talk about Spider-Man Far From Home, but we can do that in the monthly cooldown or the next episode or whatever. Have you seen it?
I did see it. That was good. I like it.
It was good, dude. Let's talk about it next episode.
Next episode. Right off the bat, y'all, I hope y'all aren't really wanting it.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't getting it.
We'll give you a little warning to go watch the movie because we're going to be, maybe we'll talk about next episode. It's not directly video game tied. Also, before we go here, before you give whatever sign off you're going to give, my last thing is, you know, we're planning the storm Area 51.
Oh,
and let's be serious real quick. Let's be super serious. And what I'm about to pitch to you is not a joke. That is not a joke. This is a freebie for anybody listening to this. This is a freebie. If you want this idea, steal it, please, because I want to see it happen. What if there was a One Punch Man style anime that centered around a bunch of people, a bunch of dumb millennials and kids trying to storm Area 51? One Punch style anime where they're like, actually, like, it's dumb, where it's like, obviously, this is a dumb plot. This is a dumb idea. But like the way they do it. Sometime. Yeah, the way they storm and like the way they're fighting and boxing is actually like really dope. The animation and the stuff is all dope. And it's like Naruto running, doing crazy combat, all this stuff. Like, I feel like that could be so dumb and dope and interesting. Like, in my head, I just imagine, like, I don't know, like ninja war levels of people surrounding Area 51, and the government's like, I don't know, dude. I just feel like it could be super dope. But
I got the pilot in my head right now. Okay, so we start off, right? It starts off straight into the action. Like, you know, we got the people trying to storm, they're just standing there. Ooh. Then the guards just standing there, right?
I love
then
it.
All of a sudden, they just start running, right? And so the guards are smirking. They're like, bro, we have guns, bro. Like, this is nothing. They start firing. The bullets aren't hidden, bro. Then dude. Like they finally like they get past the first guards. That's like the first episode. They get into Area 51. Like just like through the first gate. And then the rest of the series is like they like going through like different like you got different like levels of like skill. You got actual aliens coming out and something like that. Like, you know.
Dude.
Like we got drama, romance, bro. It don't even matter.
Be like this whole military aspect where like it's all being run by like some dumb kids that made a Facebook. And like they're doing all the strategy. And like they have like a basically a dumb arsenal or like a dumb army of people who signed up to this Facebook event and actually showed up. Like the premise is like, what if everybody actually showed up, right? Like it would be so dumb. And then, you know, arc two is what they actually find in Area 51. They get through or something and they find that something. And they're like, oh, we weren't ready for this. And then, you know, that's season two. I haven't thought it all out.
Then you got to have an escape arc, bro. You got to have the escape arc.
Escape arc. Crunchyroll.
Oh, don't forget the training arc.
Oh, yeah. We got to train. So the first season is them putting up the Facebook and realizing it's gaining traction, and then somebody like comes to them and like yeah, we can actually do this. All we need to do is train up, and then like they train up, and then like the end of the first start. Honestly, this is getting too deep, and like the podcast is not long enough because I know we could probably talk about this for like another 15 minutes.
This could be a whole nother episode, bro.
Dang, bro. Dude, next episode, we have to come back to this. Like, let's literally try and, like, make an episode. One episode of this anime per episode of the podcast, maybe, if we have time.
Yes, I like that. I like that. Oh, man. Our, we got a segment at the end.
Oh, my God, yes. Dang, Stormy. I was thinking the anime would be called A51, but... I don't know.
It could be called anything. I like that.
But
I think A51 is pretty.
A51. I want this made so bad. Holy crap! All right. I'm gonna wrap it up because this has gone too far. This has gone too far, guys. Let me pull up the script because I'm over here looking at Pokemon articles and whatnot.
This man. Oh my god.
Hey, we were trying to figure out the Pokemon Home thing. Anyway. Thank you all for listening to Player
Wait, did we ever get the answer? I'm sorry.
Oh, did we get the answer? Honestly, my answer was, who cares, bro? Who cares if you could get the Pokemon back to Pokemon Sun? I don't know. Probably not. I don't even have that game, so I don't care. You could try it. Try it in the report pack.
I will not put my Pokemon up there for grab. Oh. And you have to pay for Pokemon Home, bro. What are you talking about?
No.
It's subscription, bro.
Now I'm even more mad about the fact that you can't. Anyways, thank you all for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways or want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com or follow us on social media at playerplayerpod on Instagram or Twitter. Big shout out to Aaron Miller for the intro music. Follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find my co-host Arson here as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter or ArsonLakpa on Instagram. Until next time, guys, keep gaming.